Treat dad to the good stuff at Nordstrom Rack and save big. Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, and Nordstrom Rack's got gifts dad will love, up to 60% off. Shirts, activewear, watches, cologne, denim, and more. Find amazing deals on Tommy Bahama, Cole Haan, Original Penguin, and Vince. Great brands, great prices. So get to your Nordstrom Rack store now and make dad's day with gifts up to 60% off.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
So the Overtime Elite Combine was in Atlanta, Georgia last night as we fire up the cow tracker. Several players, several prominent high school players were there, including Carter Knox, one of the guys that you were on, Samoto Sintel, I think is how you say his name, another former Kentucky commit, and John Calipari in attendance. Now, this was kind of funny last night. He's still kind of donning the Kentucky blue. Maybe he needs to change his wardrobe a little bit.
All right, man, I just wish I could play in Coach K.
Yeah, in the blue blazer.
You need to have some red on.
The blue blazer is crazy.
The blue blazer is crazy. That's the same one.
Yet.
You got the old closet.
He's got the old closet on, Tommy. There's video circulating of Cal in blue and walking around talking and watching some of these outstanding high school kids and Bruce Pearl and some other prominent head basketball coaches, not just in the SEC, but across college basketball with there. I remember a conversation that we had a couple years ago, and I believe it was on the what's that kid's name? Chris Moore. What's the Morris kid from Auburn that ended up electing to go to Auburn, and Cal and Pearl and Muss, and I think Penny Hardaway were on him. And the thing was that, like, as good as recruiters Musa was, those were guys you really, really respected on the college basketball circuit. But now you have the most polarizing, most revered recruiter in the sport on your staff and coaching for your institution that it really doesn't matter, the kid. Tommy, you honestly feel like you got a shot at anyone in the country out of the portal, out of high school, because that's who John Calipari is.
Yeah. And I don't care if he's wearing red, blue, green. You know, I prefer not to wear LSU purple, but I don't really care what color he's recruiting in. Just go get those kids, because I know, you know, I know who's giving him his paycheck now, and I know where his, you know, his loyalties reside for today. So, yeah, I mean, these are the kids you're after. These are the kids you're now in on a legitimate conversation with, Ty. And, you know, even as good as Eric Musselman was, and Eric Musselman was a great coach and brought back and kind of awoke the sleeping giant. And now you got a legitimate shot at not just one or two of these kids, every one of them you got a legitimate shot at. That's exciting to me.
Yeah. Here is one of the high school players that was there getting interviewed last night. I love how he framed. Listen, his name is Amari Evans. I love how he framed what John Calipari was doing in attendance last night. Now, Kentucky is still after a couple of guys that were decommitted or have gotten out of their national letter of intent, including Carter Knox, who I mentioned, who has Chicken Man in his bio. Read between the lines there. And then also Samoto Cyril, who I just mentioned as well. But listen to Amari Evans and what he had to say about Cal and what he was doing last night in attendance.
Coach Cal show, where's Arkansas girl in here?
He's moving crazy. He coming to get Carter and Samoto. Like, I mean business. Like, I'm coming in here to get my players.
He means business. He's going to get his guys that were originally slated to play in Lexington, Kentucky. And they could still do that if their heart desires. If they still want to be Big Blue, I think people would understand that. But that's like the cachet that he has when he walks into a building is he's going to get his dudes. And more often than not, he gets those guys. So, I put the over-under yesterday at 7, and maybe 6.5 is a better number. That way you go above or below. But I really don't think that's out of the realm of possibility that he gets like 7 or 8 a former of his commits and players, and guys still have decisions to make. We know Bradshaw is going up to Ohio State to play in Columbus, but there hasn't been a lot of transition in terms of like where guys have picked their destinations outside of that. Just did see, again, I mentioned Billy Richmond, who was originally committed to Kentucky, just decommitted yesterday, and he's reopened his commitment. He's a 5-star forward from New Jersey. So while a lot of these kids, Tommy, aren't necessarily close to Arkansas, definitely Fayetteville is still in consideration with the head basketball coach that has taken over.
Yeah, and as we said, and this cuts both ways. We need to understand this because down the road this will work against you perhaps. These kids committed to Cal, not to Kentucky, and they're not committing to Arkansas as much as we'd like to think.
Great
we need
point.
To remember this. This can't go both ways. These kids are committing to Cal. Now, Cal's our guy now. And we need to enjoy it, and it's going to last for a little while. It won't last forever. But let's always remember that, you know, this is why you're paying a coach twice as much as you've ever paid anybody, essentially, to coach here. But these kids, as much as we want to think they're committing to that Razorback logo, they're committing to that coach. And I'm okay with that. We just need to understand those are the rules right now.
And I think with Cal, I think what's important to monitor with how he goes about it is there's several freshmen. Like, he had 6 freshmen committed to him at Kentucky. I would be more in favor of him getting guys like Jeremy Roach, who just entered the transfer portal, the Duke point guard that averaged, I think, 14-4 this last season. And evidently, according to the New York Times and Adam Zagoria, he is Arkansas's one of the leaders, along with Kentucky and St. John's right now, to maybe get Jeremy Roach. So the transfers, if you watch Kentucky in the NCAA tournament game, they had 2 guys that actually had good games. Antonio Reeves, who was a 5th-year guy, and then I think Justin Edwards was their post player that had a really good game. Both were 5th-years. You're going to have freshmen on this roster, but getting guys like Big Z, getting guys maybe like DJ Wagner, who has a year under his belt in the conference, that's who I'm more interested in. I mean, you can have the flash and pizzazz of the freshmen, but time and time again, and not just in Lexington, this isn't a shot at Cal, but you watch these teams that have numerous freshmen on the roster that maybe have some success in the regular season, it just doesn't compute postseason anymore. Look at Purdue and Connecticut this year. Klingon, Noon, Spencer. I mean, those rosters, you look at Lawyer, you look at Edie. I mean, those rosters are littered with juniors, seniors, 5th-year guys. It's rare, and there's a freshman here. I think Claxton was the freshman for Connecticut. There's freshmen that can get playing time, but rare is it that you're going to go far in the NCAA tournament in today's age of college basketball with freshmen. That's why I hope Cal puts more emphasis on that side of things, where you're getting some of these transfer guys.
Yeah, it's got to be a mix. I mean, I think that's what we've seen, but there's certain things and certain pieces that got to go into that, a big true 5 or 2. Maybe 3, probably not more than 3, have to be part of what you're doing. Great guard play. Would you say Arkansas was too guard heavy last year, and then we just didn't have enough real 4s and 5s? This wasn't the right mix of players. I'm not sure you had a bunch of bad players. They just didn't mix well together. So I'm not sure that you missed a ton. I think you had some guys that weren't as athletic as you needed. You know, those are the things you can't miss on. But, man, you're picking at the cream of the crop. You're picking, you're selecting from the top with what Cal's going after. But it's still, you can't just go get the 12 most talented basketball players or 13 most talented basketball players. There's got to be the right mix of the parts and the pieces you need. So, I mean, Cal knows that. We just need to all know that.
And that is, again, the first addition to this roster, Big Z. You will see some other additions. I think this week it's just Wednesday morning at 6:39. By the end of the week, I wouldn't be surprised if you had two or three that have been added to this roster. There's still some things they probably got to work out, not just the NIL and various things. I know Boogie Flan, who is the five-star guard that had committed to Kentucky, talked about NIL is not the only thing he's focused on, but definitely a thing. And according to multiple reports, Arkansas is going to have plenty of NIL money and maybe even more if it continues on that direction. So that's the Cal tracker of sorts. We will keep you updated on the Morning Rush halftime and Ruskin and Zach with the guys that are either getting looked at, reportedly looked at, or also added to this roster, Tommy, is it has been hot and heavy. No one seems to. I got asked this week on a national radio show, or a national podcast, about like what's been going on in Arkansas in the spring game, the number one baseball team that's been number two. The hottest thing right now in Arkansas sports is this basketball team. It's not even close.
No, you're right. It's number one, number two, and maybe number three right now. All right, the Cal Tracker this morning is brought to you by the Lindbergh Real Estate Group, serving all of Northwest Arkansas, Missouri, and the River Valley. For all of your real estate needs, go to LindberghTeam.com, and by Maverick Male Medical, your wellness and aesthetic center for men in Northwest Arkansas. Look better, live better, love better. Visit MaverickMaleMedical.com.
So late Jack Buck, and now the late Whitey Herzog, former Cardinals manager, passed away at the age of 92, were part of a couple different iconic beer commercials. And we think about the Clydesdales with Budweiser nowadays, but back then it was Whitey and it was Jack.
Whitey is going to give us a little clinic on some of his secret baseball tactics.
It's just coaching, Jack.
How to pick up the signs.
You got nobody out and a man on first. Let me use this Cold Bush beer here for the batter. Now, if I only need one run, I'm going to give him this.
That's the bunt sign.
If I need a bunch of runs, I may give him this.
That's the hit and run.
You've got it, Jack.
No, Whitey, you've got it. That's my bush.
You know what this is?
Huh?
That is the take sign.
One of the legendary commercials that Anheuser-Busch has come up with.
Forgotten about those.
I know, and I'm watching. So,
you probably never knew about him until you looked it up.
And that's the cool part. So I knew who Whitey Herzog was. I'm not a Cardinals fan. I know he at one point was on with the Royals, but MLB doesn't get me like it does many of you. So I'm watching these different memory videos this morning. I'm watching the Cardinals win the World Series in 1982. They won the pennant both times in his career. But the biggest thing that stood out to me was that commercial, just because I knew, like you, there would be so many of our audience members this morning that would remember that commercial specifically. And it was well put together. I know you heard the audio, but even the visual aspect really just adds to it, that they had, that you could, I know they had fun making that commercial back in the day.
Yeah. Clay will be along in the third hour, and he'll have some, you know, some memories of Whitey Herzog. I wish Chuck was around today, and we'll ask him tomorrow about Whitey Herzog, being the Cardinal fan he is. I remember being a Braves fan as a kid. He had Joe Torre, was the manager of my team then, though, and I grew up a Braves fan. They were terrible, but I remember going to a game at St. Louis. We loved the Braves. We'd go out maybe to see the Braves in Atlanta once a year, and then at old Fulton County, and then we'd go up to St. Louis a time or two. And my dad loved baseball. He loved the Cardinals. So going up to St. Louis and the old Busch Stadium was something we did usually once a summer. Sometimes we'd go to see the Royals, but I remember Whitey Herzog and the reverence the fans had for him, and it was fun when I was a kid watching those games. And I remember that those series with Joe Torre on one side and him on the other, and usually the Cardinals got the better of the Braves back in those days, but got them that World Series. So,
and it was
three pennants he got also.
Correct.
For them.
The 82 yeah. World Series and the pennants in both 85 and 87. So I know you get a lot of sad Cardinal fans there this morning. We'll talk with Chuck more about that tomorrow. But in addition to the funny beer commercials, the World Series win, I also like this soundbite that he had. And you know how baseball managers used to be? Some some of them are still like that today, but coaching has changed, not just in the college circuit, but the professional side. When you hear someone talk like this, it just kind of brings you back.
When I went out to take snacks out, I said, you know, David, I said, if that had been a cheeseburger, you wouldn't have dropped it. And we had a laugh about it. It's not funny when you're losing a World Series game that you had pretty well in hand, but that's the kind of players I had. They like to, you know, be loose, and you had to keep them loose. And I knew if I didn't let them be loose, as young as we were at certain places, we had a lot of young ball players on that team.
He had some good acquisitions over his time.
A cheeseburger, you wouldn't have dropped it.
I know.
That's great.
And like you say that to a
classic.
You say that to a kid today, he gets offended, he cries to his mom. But that was just like the everyday vernacular of a baseball manager. And trust me, it was much worse. It was much worse. I've talked to a former player or two, and some of the things that you've heard from former Razorbacks that did things in the professional team, some of the stuff that was said to them cannot be repeated on air this morning. That's more just fun, but that was the type of manager he was for not just the Cardinals, but other organizations too.
If that was a cheeseburger, you wouldn't have dropped it. I love it.
It's a great line.
Yeah, so Whitey Herzog has passed away, and for Cardinal fans this morning, you'll remember the good times with him, and you know, his memory, and that's one thing the Cardinal organization does well. They honor their greats. They have the red coat tradition, and while Whitey won't be there at the ball games anymore, obviously, his memory will last on, and he'll be out there and be memorialized forever with the Cardinals.
As Dave Van Horn will be whenever he decides to hang it up. This baseball team somehow, some way, after being down 7-0, got it done last night. Here's DVH on the win against the Red Raiders.
Yeah, obviously that was a really good win for our team, especially the way it finished up in Tuscaloosa and not swinging the bats at all, and then getting down today like we did, 6-0. Just proud of our guys, man. They rallied and just kept going, and you know, found a way to win against a team that can really hit. You know, we got our hands full again tomorrow.
You give 6 runs up in the second inning. Bobby's been good in midweek games, and for whatever reason, he was off last night, and it was just one of the oddest baseball games you'll ever watch. Mm. There was a 6-run second inning and a 6-run fifth inning, one for the Hogs, one for the Red Raiders. And Tommy, they haven't been behind a ton in Bomb Walker Stadium this year for an extended amount of innings, and they found themselves in a situation where, like you kind of mentioned before the show, they could have been run ruled in their own ballpark last night.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about until the bottom of the fifth. And I was on text group, and I heard Carl Ravitch. You know, it's a big time midweek game when Carl Ravitch and KP are there, and you know, mentioned that, hey, you know, if Tech gets a 10-run lead, this thing is over. And I'd forgotten. Yeah, man, that's a non-conference game. That's how it would work. And I was a little bit concerned at that point. Now, obviously, Arkansas rallied and answered, and I never really felt from that point on, even after they went back up a run, I always felt like Arkansas would find a way to win that game. But, boy, until the bottom of the fifth, I was worried you were going to get embarrassed. I don't know that Arkansas has ever been run-ruled in their own park. They were down one, maybe not ever anywhere. I'm not sure. There was a note in the game story from the university that they were down 10-1 at Louisiana Tech.
Yep.
Back in 17. You may have it in front of you. I'm just trying to remember.
That's
this.
Correct.
And rallied back. And I remember listening to that game. In fact, I can tell you where I was and where I was on the interstate listening when that occurred, because it was such a shock to be behind like that to a team like Louisiana Tech, who's a very good program. But so it was, I don't want to say monumental, but it was very noteworthy last night, the kind of comeback they, you know, the hole they dug themselves out of, and the win last night. I don't know that this is, you know, people talk about, well, what this win means, and it doesn't mean anything other than it's a win right now. This isn't a turnaround moment. I've seen some people mention that. You know, just because you lost a series at Alabama doesn't need to mean the season needs to be turned around. So I don't want to overstate the importance. It was just a good non-conference win last night.
Yeah, and it was encouraging to see the bats wake up a little bit. The guy that I think I didn't see the video, but I'm assuming he earned the gorilla head last night, was Ben McLaughlin, who hit a key 2-run shot last night.
McLaughlin leans back and waits on the 3-2 pitch from Luce. Swing and a fly ball in a deep left field. Back is Woodcox. You gotta get out of here. It's a 2-run homer by McLaughlin, and the Hogs are down by 1.
It's encouraging, not just, again, as a team, but to see him. McLaughlin hasn't hit as well in SEC play as he was originally. So I know for a confidence standpoint, but Arkansas, again, has so many weapons that you're just hoping all connect at the right time. And whether it's McLaughlin, Stovall, I know Diggs was not playing last night. He's injured. Dave Van Horn kind of gave us a timeline about that. Hopefully he practices on Thursday and then he plays on Friday. If he's not 100%, he's not going to play him. But Tommy, the good thing is if you do guys are out like Diggs last night, I know Dietz is still coming back from injury at pitcher. You've had several guys this season that have stepped up when called upon, and several guys were able to do that once again last night.
Well, you got depth. This team, I mean, that's not even much of a conversation about the depth of this program right now and where it's at. But, you know, McLaughlin has that big hit. No, don't forget Aloy's double before that. I mean, yep. There were several heroes in that fifth inning. Aloy's double was just as critical and just as big maybe as McLaughlin's home run. I know it's the highlight because it left the yard, but there were several big things that happened in that inning.
Yeah, and you just, there's so many different things that if they didn't bounce your way, you would have lost that game last night. End of the day, though, it's a midweek game against Tech, who is not your average midweek opponent, but it's not the end of the world. They got to get that done today. You'd love to win 2 of 2 and keep the win streak going. Today at 4 o'clock on the SEC Network, you mentioned Carl Ravage. He'll be back on the call with Kyle Peterson, who I think Kyle's fantastic. I think he's
best
as good
there
as, yeah, I think he's
best
as good
is.
As an analyst, not just in his own sport in baseball, but in any sport in general. I really do enjoy listening to him time and time again.
I was traveling. I was listening to Phil a little bit coming in on the phone, and then I flipped over and watched it on TV, and I heard him talk about being out with Jimmy Dykes, meeting Jimmy's mama, and they went to where was it? He said they went to eat. They ate at the Black Bear Diner, but went to Sassy's. That's what it was. He was telling Kyle about going to Sassy's, and I have not been to that Black Bear Diner, but we've all been to Sassy's, and what Carl Ravage was having to say was absolutely right.
I meant to text Alan that last night because I heard that same thing you did, but I was half asleep and my phone was 5 feet away, and I was just like, I'm not moving. I'm going to turn this
five
TV.
5 whole feet.
Yeah. Well, I was again when it hits 8:30, I am ready to roll. I took my not my Ambien, but my what is it called? The magnesium and melatonin combo. One is it's kind of a caramel flavor, and the other is a gummy. And once I take both of those, within 5 minutes, I can't do anything. So once I pop those in at 8:30, I'm ready to go to bed. So I did not.
Sure, that's a melatonin gummy.
Melatonin and magnesium. It's a magnesium.
Is it not a different kind of gummy?
No, it's we can't do that according to my contract. We maybe readjust that.
Son, you don't have a contract.
This next go around.
You're day to day.
Well, we probably need to figure that out too. Let's just be perfectly honest. But yes, that once I pop those in, that's good. I still don't sleep well, and it's not sleep apnea as I learned a couple weeks ago. I just can't sleep for Jack, and I don't know if it's ever gonna.
I'm afraid I wouldn't wake up if I took one of the melatonin deals. I mean, I need to try one on the weekend, I guess. I seriously worry. I mean, that's the greatest fear of any morning radio man is oversleeping.
Well,
it happens, but I mean, that is the, you know, I worry I wouldn't wake up.
I have 4 alarms set. I have an analog alarm next to my phone, and I have 3 phone alarms. So if I can't wake up, I probably don't deserve to get up that morning, for being honest.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Hey, go-getters.
Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a 3-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our 6 locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I don't know if our next guest is much of a golfer. I do know he's a good basketball analyst for 24/7 Sports. Travis Branham joins us now. Travis, you're a golf guy or just a basketball guy?
I'm an absolutely huge golf guy. I actually took the day. I needed a day off yesterday, so I hit the course, and we'll be hitting it for 9 holes late this evening.
All right, good man, good man. Well, Travis, I know that you probably still got your phone on loud with all these updates that are coming through with not just potential Arkansas targets, but national targets all over the country. I've seen a lot of news lately in regards to not just Kentucky former players, but guys that were committed to the Wildcats. I know that Cal was at the Overtime Elite Spring Combine last night, making some waves there. Who have you been keeping an eye on specifically that's a former Kentucky commit or player that you could see potentially winding up here in Fayetteville?
Yeah, obviously it started with Big Z. Guys who I'm looking at next going to be DJ Wagner, Jaden Quaintance, Carter Knox, Boogie Flynn and Billy Richmond, who just reopened it yesterday. Now, Santos Cyril was one of those guys that opened it up, was part of his 2024 recruiting class. Now, I think his situation is a bit more open at this point in time, and wouldn't be a surprise to see him end up elsewhere. Jane Quaintance is also similarly going through the process, taking a visit to Louisville, or just took a visit to Louisville, trying to get my days right, but he's one that I know John Calipari would absolutely love to have. I don't know how much digging you guys have done into who Jane Quaintance is, but a top 10 player in the country, extremely talented and extremely young. Going to be a kid that has to play college basketball for 2 seasons. But Carter Knox, to me, seems like the most likely guarantee of a kid to follow him over to Arkansas from Kentucky. He coached his young older brother, Kevin Knox. Obviously got Carter committed not long ago, back in March, to Kentucky. And he was actually the very first to decommit from Kentucky shortly after all the news started breaking that John Calipari would be becoming a Razorback next season.
Travis, is it like 99%? I mean, he's got Chicken Man in his bio. We know what John Tyson just did. I mean, what has to happen for him not to end up in Fayetteville, man?
Well, just for a little bit of context with the Chicken Man thing, he may be referencing, I don't know, again, covering Carter Knox, he has an obsession with McDonald's McChicken sandwiches.
Ah.
Like an obsession. So when he puts Chicken Man in there instead of Burger Boy, like when you're a McDonald's All-American, all these kids like to call themselves Burger Boys. Wouldn't be a surprise if he was calling himself a Chicken Man, because when he goes to McDonald's, he's rocking out with McChicken sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. My kids like the nuggets, so I know what you mean.
But
Travis Brandon with us on the
question. I would be shocked if he doesn't end up an Arkansas Razorback. I really would.
All right, that's the good news, Travis. Hey, tell us about this. Travis Brandon with us on the McLarty Daniel Honley. Cal gets all the credit for all these transfers and all these commits and recruits, and that's well based. But we've seen the list and the names of the staff members coming with him from Kentucky to Arkansas, who we presume will. Who are the best recruiters on Cal's staff? Kind of walk us through who are some of the names we don't know that are, you know, kind of in the shadow of Coach Cal that really do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to rounding out this roster for him.
Yeah. Based on my end, I'm still trying to determine this. Let's just say it this way. Reportedly, all the guys, Orlando Antigua, Chin Coleman, Chuck Martin, are all coming with him to Kentucky. Based on what kind of has gone on over the years, Orlando Antigua has brought a handful of players to Kentucky. He's proven himself as a recruiter and a guy that has a big energy, very personable, a guy that just can quickly make an easy impression in a recruiting room and getting to know players and parents. Chin Coleman is also, he was only here for, when I say here, I live in Lexington. So all this, that's why I keep saying here. But when Chin Coleman was in Lexington, he's working for Kentucky. In 2-3 years, he did a really good job of going out and getting the high level talent. He was a big role in getting a guy like Rob Dillingham this past year. They all played a role in getting Justin Edwards, but he has proven himself pretty quickly to be able to recruit at a high level, especially in this era of this NIL transfer portal era. And then you have Chuck Martin, who's knows John Calipari, may not be this quote-unquote elite recruiter, but he's very versatile. He can bring a lot of different things to a college basketball program. He's recruited at South Carolina. He recruited at Indiana. He recruited at Oregon. So he's got a vast network and connection. And, again, that experience of going way back with John Calipari is very, very valuable to have as well.
So, Travis, you mentioned you live in Lexington. Here's what I want to know. What's the mood like now for the Razorbacks? I mean, Kentucky and Arkansas has been a great rivalry back in the day, and Arkansas probably has always considered it more of a rival than maybe Kentucky has. What's the sentiment with the fans, and what's people feel on the street about Arkansas now that Calipari's in Fayetteville and not in Lexington? Is this going to be a saucy series moving forward from the Kentucky side now?
Yeah, I would say the fans here are pretty fired up. One, they're really excited about Mark Pope, but two, they're very anxious to have John Calipari arrive in Lexington with Arkansas. I think a lot of people just kind of got jacked up the fact that he made this move from Kentucky to Arkansas being in conference. So fans, with the way things went the last 4 or 5 years, just the mood on the streets, a lot of people are just fired up. And when they come into Lexington, they're going to be as loud as they have been since Rick Pitino left for Louisville and he finally came into town. and played Kentucky. Like, that's the environment, the scene that I imagine it'll be like in Rupp Arena when that happens.
I can't wait. I think that might be – I had been to Lexington since Baylor played him back in the day. That might be worth the 9 or 10 hour car drive here from Arkansas. So we're talking with Travis Branham this morning via the McCarty Daniel Hotline. He is a national basketball expert for 24/7 Sports. Travis, and you're going to have to help me with his last time. I saw the young man from Arizona just committed for Indiana yesterday. It was set to sound like visit Arkansas and then committed to Indiana. Who are some of the more high-profile kids out there right now that have still not decided on their next school?
Yeah, I mean, there's over 1,700 players in the transfer portal right now, and only about 200 of them have committed. So there is just a massive amount of available players out there. Now, I do think, like we saw with Umar Balo, who you were mentioning, transferring from Arizona to Indiana, there's a brief hour where it was like, oh, is this kid going to take a visit to Arkansas next week or whatever? And sure enough, he just rips the band-aid off and just heads to Indiana. They're the overwhelming favorite. I don't know if anybody was going to kind of compare to what he was getting offered at Indiana, if you kind of read between the lines. Other than that, I mean, there's still tons of talent out there. John L. Davis, Florida Atlantic transfer. I think everybody should be pretty well aware of him. Everybody's assuming that he's going to end up at Michigan. I would not make that assumption by any means. This is a wide-open recruitment. Other than that, you also have A.J. Storr still out on the board. John Calipari and his staff were getting involved with him shortly after he decided to transfer while they were all at Kentucky. So there's already a bit of a foundation that's been laid. And again, his recruitment, people are expecting him to go to Illinois. That seems to be opening up as well. So could see Arkansas become a bit of a bigger player. Another one, Greg Osabor, out of Utah State, one of the top players in the portal, guy that came out of complete obscurity, transferred from Montana State to Utah State last year. Only averaged like 9 points a game. Nothing popped about him. And then all of a sudden he gets Utah State and averages 18, 9, and 3 a game. Just very skilled big man that can impact the game in a variety of ways, and just took the country by storm with just the impact he played out to be, and ended up being one of the top transfers in last year's transfer portal. Another guy that they're involved with at Kentucky before they left was Javon Small, Oklahoma State guard. Just a dynamic three-level scorer and playmaker who made his way to Oklahoma State last year out of East Carolina. And then lastly, another top transfer that I'll be looking at is, do they get involved with Cliff Omorudi? They're involved with them again at Kentucky. And since they've made the move to Arkansas, Cliff's kind of recruitment continues to kind of almost, when he entered the portal, it was basically everybody's assumption that he'd end up somewhere like St. John's, maybe a UConn, somewhere in that New York tri-state area. But throughout the last, he's kind of been dragging this out. And so he's continued to hear from more schools and just appears to be more open than we thought. And so will John Calipari and this program go after a guy who can protect the rim with the best of them in the entire country and really just grab rebounds? Not the greatest offensive guy, an absolute Minnesota defense.
Travis, last thing before we let you go, and we appreciate you making some time for us this morning with the transfer portal opening back up. I know you've been busy. There are still some fans here, and I don't blame them, that have reservations about John Calipari, that think that he's on his last leg, that think that he's collecting a paycheck. It has not gone according to plan in the NCAA tournament the last 5 years. So what would lead you to believe, as a top-tier analyst, that he can change his postseason perception here in Fayetteville?
Yeah, I would say it's new life for him at Fayetteville. I would say things have just gotten a little bit, maybe stale is the right word, around Kentucky over the last 4 or 5 years since that COVID year. And then losing in the NCAA tournament the next 3 years, not making out the first round. I think now that he's in Arkansas, like, it's just new life, new opportunity, and also just an added boost of motivation for him to just get back after it and kind of go out there and end out on the right note. And also probably wants to, I would imagine, he probably wants to beat Kentucky fans just as badly as they're going to want to beat him this year. So there's a lot of motivation, new energy, and again, new life that's going to get John Calipari going. You know he's going to recruit just like I've seen here at Lexington for years and years and years. Dude gets his teams better throughout the entire course of the season, and I imagine he's going to get that done. And he adapted his play style last year with how many threes they got up. So if he continues that, I have no kind of reservations thinking that this dude will eventually be successful in March again at Arkansas.
Well, Travis, we'll leave it there. We appreciate you again making time for us in your busy schedule. Enjoy the transfer portal. I know you're going to be working like 20 hours a day, but get some more rounds in of golf, okay?
Will do. Appreciate you guys.
All right, that is again Travis Branham, 24/7 Sports National Basketball Analyst, got a good foothold on what's going on recruiting right now in college basketball. We got a text on the McCarty Daniel Hotline from Joel. And I think that we need to rethink Arkansas basketball and pull ourselves back to the 90s for a sec. Not necessarily the winning, not necessarily the postseason success, the 90 Final Four, the 94 National Championship, the 95 National Championship appearance. But the idea that you now, it got close under Muss, but you now are in the running for every top prospect in the country. Out of the transfer portal and out of high school. Now, you're not going to land every one of them. You're not going to land all top five or all top 10 or whatever the case may be. But every young man out there has contemplated now coming to Fayetteville, Arkansas, even for a visit, maybe not to play in the future, but just to talk with your head basketball coach. And as good as Eric Musselman was in postseason, and as good as Savvy's, I'm not going to pile on Muss. I'm not going to do that because he earned what he did here. But you have the best recruiter in college basketball on your campus, and every young man in the country knows that. You're not going to get all of them, but you're going to get a lot of them.
Yeah, and go out, have a, you know, I think it's important to have a good first year, make the tournament, win some games. You don't have to go to the Final Four in year one. That will really get the momentum going. Now, I think there's fans here that expect, hey, you're paying $8 million a year or just under that. You ought to be in the Final Four first year. That's not just crazy talk. I don't know that that's really the way it should go when you're starting with a roster of zero, but this snowball needs to work early. And I think you got to be in a Final Four the first 3 years to really validate what you've done for Cal's side and for Arkansas's side of this joint adventure, if you will. I think Travis Branham was right. There's a reinvigorated, hungry John Calipari at Arkansas, and I don't think he's forgotten anything. I think he's probably more energized to work now than ever before. Just to prove that, hey, I'm not done yet. Chuck made this point that he knows, you know, when you get to 60 and people think you're washed up, you have a little more desire to prove them wrong. And I think that's exactly where Calipari's at. And we'll see in this new world of transfer portal where every kid's accessible to anyone how that goes. But I like the odds here at Arkansas. It's good text, Joel.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I think some of you probably went to bed last night thinking Arkansas was going to drop the first game against Texas Tech. Instead, this happened at the tail end.
Souza waits on a 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high drive right field by Souza. This one's a winner potentially. Harrelson from right field underneath it. Caught. Here's Sprague Lott coming home. The throw. Hogs win it.
This one belongs to the Razorbacks. 9-8. They lead one time on a game-winning sacrifice by Nolan Souza in the ninth. They were down 7-0, and they're going to party at Baumwalker Stadium on a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday night. That's what happened. It was a great game. If you end up staying watching it on ESPN2 or listening right here on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com, the freshman comes up big with that sacrifice fly on a 2-2 count. Dave Van Horn, always complimentary of the freshman.
Like, what, 67 new bats now? And to me, I don't see him. I don't look at him as a freshman. I look at him as just a good hitter, and I have a lot of confidence in him.
He's been good at home, Tommy. He's got some road woos, as most freshmen do, but Nolan Souza is as good a bat as there is in that lineup when he is at home in Baumwalker Stadium.
Yeah, and, you know, clearly, like the coach was just saying, got a lot of confidence in him. I think the fans should as well, and I had no problem with him being inserted in the lineup in that spot. I was just looking here during the break at the NCAA RPIs. Texas Tech, before last night, these have not been updated after the game last night, is 32 in the rankings. So this series is going to be one that probably, not that Arkansas needs a ton of help, they're at fourth in the RPI rankings, but this is not a midweek series that maybe even with wins would set you back. So I just wanted to check where Texas Tech was, and they're inside the top 35 right now.
That's a good ball club, and you're lucky to get game one win.
This is a valuable series.
Mm-hmm. So. You take it. All right, some Arkansas basketball news. According to Kevin McPherson, who covers the Arkansas basketball team for various outlets, Pictorial Nation, Hogville, saying that Joe Johnson could be a candidate on this staff, Tommy, for John Calipari. Still wondering about the status of Ronnie Brewer. You asked a good question to Travis Branham earlier, 24/7 sports analyst for basketball, about Cal's staff. That is a possibility, a former Razorback. Don't know about Ronnie's status yet, but maybe Joe Johnson, ISO Joe, being in the mix for this staff.
Well, that would be good. I mean, he was here, what, three semesters? Played a semester and then a year. I mean, far more known for his pro career than his Razorback career, not just nationally, but I think even here, you know, within our fan base and footprint. But you know, what do all these kids that you're going after want to do? They want to play in the NBA. And whether it's ISO Joe or whether it's Ron Brewer or whether it's both, they both got that experience and that know-how, and I think they'd be great additions, not just because they were Razorbacks, but great players that have NBA experience.
Speaking of playing in the NBA, you had the play-in games last night. I have to be honest, didn't watch a lick of them. I did see Moses Moody had a productive game. 16 points, 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, knocked down 4 of his 5 free throws, had a couple rebounds and assists too. They lost to the Sacramento Kings last night, so they have been eliminated from postseason play. But Moses, again, another solid performance, and probably in the future for the Golden State Warriors.
So is the Warriors' run or the, you know, dynasty, is it over? I mean, is it, with that loss and not even really making the real playoffs, is it over for the Warriors as far as the run we've all experienced?
It's done. Steph's not washed up, but Klay Thompson is.
Klay went 0 for 10.
Yeah, okay. I love Klay Thompson. I think he's one of the more underappreciated players, but he's done. And Draymond Green's antics have boiled over, and I think the Warriors are done with them. There's going to be a trade happening. Steph can still play. He's still incredible to watch. That just how he weaves and how he shoots the basketball. But yes, it's done. I'd love to see Moses take on a more prominent role. But yeah, I think it's done.
Let me throw this out there. Don't chastise me too much for this thought. But would you ever consider trading Curry, if you're the Warriors, for a ton of draft capital to build for the next wave while he still got something?
I don't think that's a terrible, but they would, I mean, Myers, their GM's no longer there, but their owners and management would get ripped to the moon, even though that is probably the smart move. Because remember, I mean, Jerry Jones traded Herschel Walker back in the day, and that ended up being a pretty good thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, at the time, it was like, I mean, he got ripped for that. And all y'all listening, remember that when he made that move and fired Landry and some other things, it was like, what is he doing? Sure enough, a few Super Bowls later, you're not really wondering that. So while it would be the move, I just don't think they can. I think that organization is tied to him at the hip, and I think he'll retire as a Warrior. Even I think that's a good thought, okay. Tommy. I think that I think it makes sense. Not just
get something while it's worth while you can. I mean, because right now you could get a ton of draft capital for him, and he may go somewhere and win again. But you know, you've got to build for the future because he's got what, handful of year, less than 5 years of shelf life left for himself.
Yeah, it's not a lot. And I would be surprised if he ever played anywhere outside the Chase Center in a home uniform, but. Crazier things have happened in the NBA. All right, last thing here. I know that it has been a talking point on the subject of John Calipari on why he didn't call the Hogs the other day. Luckily, Arkansas has put a video out of him calling the Hogs. Here is behind the scenes. You hear Chuck in the background. You hear some other people in the athletic department. Here, listen to Cal trying to figure out how to call the Hogs.
This is a special time to be a Razorback.
I'm excited for us to formally introduce Coach Cal to this state and the entire Razorback Nation.
Are we doing the Big Sioux? All right, so let's do it one time. Show me it again. Go ahead.
Hello, good friends.
I know.
Finger wheel is very important.
Yeah.
Big Sioux-y.
And he forgets that you have to do it three times later on in the video. But yes, Tommy, that is going to happen at some point. I know people wanted to see it first night, but I was surprised at the, not backlash, but people were just like freaking out. Why didn't he call the Hogs? Of all things to take away from that press conference, that was at the top of the list, which made no sense.
I get it. It's our tradition. It's our call. It's what we do sometimes to start and end Razorback Club meetings and all sorts of events, but that was not the most important thing that night. And fans called the Hogs. Chuck led that Hog call. It kind of, as Chuck said, spontaneously broke out. But I'm not ready to move on to another coach because he didn't call the Hogs on the stage that night.
Neither am I.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less. You mean you're me, but for less money. A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month. Everything great about me, but for less money? Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less. Start saving today. Visit Sling.com to see your offer.
Sling.
Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a 3-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you
you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Clay, that was it was an interesting game last night. You had 2 6-run innings, one for Tech in the second, one for Arkansas in the fifth. The Razorback bats woke up a little bit. Their bullpen kind of kept them steady after a bad start and really a bad second inning from Ben Bybee. And he came away with a midweek game last night that, as Tommy pointed out, pretty good RPI team you had in Bob Walker Stadium.
That's true. That's true. They'll probably be in the NCAA tournament. That's the way that works. If you're a break-even team in a Power 5 conference, then you're in postseason. And that game doesn't hurt Texas Tech, and it wouldn't have hurt Arkansas either.
Nope.
That's a lot better than playing UCA or UAPB or one of those teams, Arkansas State, you name them all. But it's fun to see. You know, two good teams go at it. And, you know, these are teams that have been in the College World Series often. They've got a good history and good, you know, one's knocked the other out times. I'm talking about the College World Series. And, you know, these play, a lot of those Texas guys, they know each other. They played against each other in summer ball, a lot of them. So there's some competitive juice flowing in this game. We saw Texas Tech can really hit. You know, you've got good hitting going against good pitching. You know, Arkansas is trying to work Ben Bybee back, and you know, he had a really great first inning and a really bad second inning. So that he's got some more work to do. Be a little finer on the pitches, not be in the middle of the plate so much. You know, but you want to throw strikes, but man, you can't work the middle of the plate. That's the hitting zone.
Yeah, and it was weird because, like you said, he was good. First inning didn't go according to plan. Now tonight you'll see Big Fish, which Dave Van Horn talked about yesterday.
We'll go with the Big Fish,
Colin Fisher, tonight on the mound. And I say tonight, 4 o'clock will be the start. If you could come away with two of these midweek games, like Clay saying, this is a tournament team, you'd love to add that to your resume. Clay, even if you lose tonight, though, and Tommy and I were kicking about this earlier, you're well on track to host not just a regional, but be a national top eight seed. I know Arkansas lost this weekend, but this would definitely just add to your resume if you got both of them tonight.
Nope, nobody really likes to hear this, but when you go on the road against a top SEC team, you got to get one. If you get two, you really did something. If you got three, then your RPI just goes through the roof. But they're sitting pretty. Their RPI is strong. Their pitching is good. Their defense is okay. Well, I saw a play last night late in the game, and there's a fly ball to left field. It's down the line, and the wind's blowing it, to the left. So, it's a little bit of a, I guess the outfielder's to the right. Home plate looks like it's going to the left. The left fielder caught it, but I looked, and Aloy was 50 yards out there by the left fielder down the line. I was like, man, what a run by him. It's what you want to see from your shortstop. Cover a lot of ground and be there if he was needed.
He's made some plays this year defensively. I know his offense has picked up lately, but I mean he had a play at a snag of the Alabama game that I was just blown away by. There's been other plays he's made in the
really solid.
Oh, he's really good. And he's big too. He's like, what is he, 6'2", 6'3", so he's got some length. That,
man, they lost Jalen Battles, and I was like, well, they won't have a shortstop like that. This guy's, he may be better. Hats off to Arkansas for getting that guy in.
And to your point, Clay, Texas Tech had a similar defensive play to make down that left field line and didn't make it. The ball fell in fair and allowed Arkansas to advance base runners and score runs. So, I mean, it was a huge play in the game. And to your point, Aloy makes that play, and Texas Tech was unable to come up with the ball on a very similar play in a very similar spot.
See, I knew you would be right there, Tommy, with that. I didn't expect Ty to come up with that, but I did. I knew that you the veteran that you are.
Well, yeah, well, I just paid attention. That's all I did.
there's a point to be made.
Those were two plays that Well, it's a here's one that Ty would say. It was a juxtaposition within that game.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess that would be his line.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, back to you, Ty.
All right, I'll try and segue. I don't know how I'm going to segue from that, but I will do my best. So that's what happened in baseball side of things. Again, later on today, 4 o'clock, SEC Network. It was on ESPN2 last night. Clay, there's been an uproar, basketball. We were discussing earlier. I mean, you got the number 2 baseball team in the country. You just had your spring game, and all anyone wants to talk about is Arkansas basketball, including the addition of Big Z, who was added earlier this week, committed to this Arkansas basketball team. Have you tried to pronounce his name yet? You giving it a whirl?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like you, Big Z.
Big Z.
I've got it.
Easy.
I've got it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm working on it. I need to see the phonetic spelling. You know, you radio guys, that's what y'all have in front of you, and it's a cheat sheet, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to spell it yet either, so I'm not any better. But it's I know who he is. Remember watching him play. Remember when he came in to, you know, finally got eligible. The NCAA kind of drugged their feet, but you knew at some point he would be. And you know, he was kind of off and on. And you know he's trying to learn everything. I mean, I don't mean just basketball. Learn everything. You know, he's in a different country and thrown into the fire of SEC play. You know, some games he did all right. It seemed like he was a little better at home than he was on the road. Maybe they used him. Cal might have felt that he might be a little more comfortable at home. I'm excited because I think year two will be better than what year one was, and he was decent in year one. He can shoot the three. Get your baskets around the hoop, you know, just because of his length.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to block some shots. So you're going to have some 7-footers. That's just the way Cal rolls.
I think it's cool that they're on guys that are not just recruits out of high school, but Big Z, DJ Wagner, some of the Kentucky guys that were freshmen last year that will have more. And
absolutely.
You got Jaden Quaidens, Carter Knox, or some of the 5-star freshmen that were committed to Kentucky that have since opened their letters of recruitment. I've seen reports out there that Jonas Adu might have interest in Arkansas, who pounded the Razorbacks in Fayetteville. I mean, think about a front line of Adu and Big Z and some others, the 7-footer. That was a characteristic, Clay, that I think Arkansas, while they had a lot of success under Eric Musselman in the postseason, you have to give him credit there, they didn't have exactly an opposing front line all the time. And that's going to be a dramatic change, I think, under John Calipari, like you're saying. If you can have the guards like he's had, then you can have it both ways, it sounds
like.
Hey,
let's just be honest. They were soft. I mean, they were soft, you know, and this is not me saying it. You know, I can remember several games where they asked players, like, well, what did y'all do at halftime to try to correct it? You know, it's like whatever was going wrong. And he says, Coach just said we'd played soft. And that was a tendency. And I think that's, you know, they had a defensive front line that just, you know, they were soft. And it was a battle every week to get their big guys to play like big guys. You know, they back away. Or they just tried to block shots instead of play defense. And that's got to be fixed. And you're going to do it with different players, so it's probably, you know, that's probably not going to be a problem with this team. I haven't ever seen, you know, one of Coach Cal's teams play like that. But that was the, you know, kind of the, you know, the Achilles heel of this last team, that they didn't have enough what I call, you know, studs down in the block, in the paint. You know, they gave up stuff there. They gave up stuff at the rim. And, I mean, they might try to block a few shots, but that generally they didn't want to stop somebody. They just wanted to back away and try to block their shot. And I don't think that's the way Cal will have them playing. And he's going to have some guys that somebody gets in foul trouble, they'll just roll with the next guy.
Yeah. But we got to also, you know, look at it from the standpoint, Cal's looking for a better team than he had last year. And obviously, you know, we talked about Reed Shepherd yesterday. He's probably going to go to the draft, you know, but he's not a guy that would come anyway. He's a Kentucky guy. Yeah, there's a few that are moving on and some that will do other things. But even that roster for Cal last year at Kentucky, in the end, guys, wasn't good enough to win it in the regular season and get at all down the track in the postseason. So Cal's not looking for the roster he had last year. I mean, we all got to be looking for better players than what he had at Kentucky last year. You wouldn't take that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you when you have to, you know, fill out your next radio roster, you're going to look for different guys. You're going to try to get better. I mean, you're not, you know, you're going to say, okay, we had Ty, and Ty did this and this. What were his faults? Which were, you know, the list is going to be long. You're going to try to check some of those boxes, you know, when you go forward.
But I think there's a lot of Razorback fans, but we would just get Kentucky's team here. It's kind of, they're not saying it, but they, we're kind of thinking it, and we're like, no, you need a team better than what Kentucky had last year. That's not just snap your fingers and make it happen. I think what Cal's trying to do here is got a little more challenge, and we think he's just going to wave a magic wand. I guess that's the point I'm really trying to make. He can't just show up at the overtime elite, and they all just, you know, hey, where do I sign? I mean, this is a more daunting task than I think we stopped to realize.
Well, you're not going
to
– here's the deal. You're not going to win games with the overtime elite players. I mean, it's been proven time and time again. He needs a guy or two from there, but the true guys are going to be the ones that help you in postseason, which is the only thing that matters. I mean, ask Kentucky fans, why did Cal leave? Because they got tired of his lack of postseason success with outstanding freshmen. But it's getting guys like Big Z who are back for a second year, DJ Wagner who are back for a second year, or some of these other transfers like Jonas Adu or Jeremy Roach, the Duke point guard that just hit the portal that you're apparently in the running for. Those are the guys that are going to put you over the top, not the
veteran college players.
Exactly. And Cal has an opportunity to go get guys like Antonio Reeves or Justin Edwards, who are the key like transfers off the team last year. The flash and pizzazz of Shepherd and Dillingham and others are great in the regular season, but they're not going to come up big in the postseason.
Let's just talk about we can draw from what Eric Musselman did at Arkansas and why they were successful in postseason, you know, in those three middle years that he was here. You know, Justin Smith, I mean, Stanley Moody, Jalen Tate. Yeah. I mean, those guys were veterans, and they were good defensive players. They knew the finer points of the game. You get those guys, and you know it doesn't take a whole lot of them to change, you know, what you've got. Ricky Council IV. I mean, it's like that guy's just now signed, you know, a nice NBA contract.
Yep.
So those are guys that understand the game, and when coach calls over and I need this stopped, I need that done, you know, it's like, man, they get it. I mean, they can immediately make adjustments during the game because they're veteran college players that have seen it all. And 18-year-olds, they're like, do what? I said, I'm not even sure I understand what you just said because they don't know the language yet. Yeah. But I'm going to use the word that I just really, really hate.
Garner?
No. You used to throw it at me. You know, should fans be worried about this?
Oh.
No, it's okay. It's okay. They don't need to be worried about this. I mean, it's going to happen. He understands exactly. And if there's any coach that adjusts as he goes and understands what the landscape is, it's this guy, and he can do it all. He's versatile and agile. I mean, it's like he understands the portal. He'll get some of those because all that is recruiting. You just have to decide who you want, and then he's really good in the home, and he'll get the guys that he wants. That's my confidence level in what we've got as the Arkansas head coach now.
All right, what do you think? McClarty Daniel Hotline is open, 877-377-6963 for your calls and your text and your comments on it. All of our basketball conversation is brought to you by the Lindbergh Real Estate Group, serving all of Northwest Arkansas, Missouri, and the River Valley. For all of your real estate needs, go to LindberghTeam.com. And by Maverick Male Medical, your wellness and aesthetic center for men in Northwest Arkansas. Look better, live better, love better. Visit MaverickMailMedical.com. We've now reached the portion of the program where it's time for Clay to hang his head in shame with Ty, who Clay went to Montana, took your fly rod and your ties, your flies, and did not tie one on, did not even, he may have tied one on, but it wasn't for a fish this weekend in Montana. Clay, I mean, you loan him all of this equipment, you go out of your way, and he doesn't even wet a line. I mean,
I'm going to give him a break, and I know that's stunning. He did not go at the right time to be fly fishing. So, you know, they've had some warm days. You know, you've got the snows in the mountains. And when you get warm days in April and in May and even into part of June, what you have is it's called the runoff. And the snow melts and everything comes to life in the valleys. You know, you've got irrigation water, you know. But the rivers are just too flush to do anything, especially wade fishing.
He didn't know any of that. You're telling him that.
My friend.
Well, That's not why he didn't go, though.
But I, you know, and I knew that he had other options, which, you know, he sent me pictures of, you know, some really pretty golf courses. And they're, you know, they're, everything is perfect. They're, you know, they've got winter grasses. And they've got some really nice golf courses. I think Nicholas has built several out there. Tom Fazio has built one. So there's some option golf-wise, you know, in the spring while you're waiting for the runoff to kind of settle out. You know, I don't go out there in April. I just don't. I mean, it's just, you know, you could get a snowstorm. You could get really cold weather. And if you don't, you're going to get some heat that causes the runoff to kick up. And it's dirty, nasty, dark water because it's full of silt. So you can't fish. Or if you can, it's going to be like in a lake, still water. You know, it's so. Isn't that what happened?
All that time?
Yes, I didn't know about any of that until I was told by someone like yourself that is much more knowledgeable. It's a little frustrating.
That's disappointing.
We came up there.
I was wanting Ty to get chastised. This is very disappointing to me.
Oh, thank you for being.
Well, I don't think it's his fault. Is what I'm getting at.
Yum. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I get blamed.
Yeah,
for
and that is
things.
Still. And I told him, hey, you know what? I figured on the front end, Ty was going to go out there, and there's about 5 brew pubs in Bozeman, and man, he'd be in his element.
I wanted
and he'd
to
just come back and say, I tied one on, Clay.
He did.
That'd be where he'd leave it.
It was.
There's white claw cans everywhere.
I will say, and I told Tommy this earlier, everyone in Bozeman that I talked to about fishing knew about the White River in Arkansas. And they spoke to just the significance that it holds in not just the United States, but North America, and how, like, that. I mean, these are dudes from Georgia. These are guys from, like, California, and
I smell a Gaston's commercial coming out.
Yeah, well, mentioned that. We mentioned that earlier. So it was really cool. Like, they didn't know much about the state itself, but they did know about the White River. They knew who
Coach Cal was, didn't they?
Yes. I got a couple Woo Pigs in the airport wearing some Arkansas gear. So I told my buddies, I said, our stock has never been higher. And that's how I felt.
Yeah, it was
that.
Pretty high in 94.
Yeah, that's but since I've been alive.
Since
he's out of diapers. Yeah.
Your short lifetime, it's never been higher.
Very short. Yeah. Hopefully not too short, but at this point.
Hey, was it a fun trip?
Did you like what you see? It's cool. Clay,
How about coming into Bozeman in the airport? If you had clear skies, you could look to the left and see Yellowstone. I mean, it's just waterfalls. It's all pretty cool.
Tommy, it sounds like I had a better experience than you did when it comes to travel. I didn't have any issues. You sound like you did.
I did wear my Razorback
shirt. This podcast has been presented by BetOnline.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Once upon a time, Goldilocks discovered some delicious iced coffee in someone else's home.
This Dunkin' Cold is just right. Mm. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right. Mm. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right.
She sipped on and on, blissfully unaware that the bear stood watching.
Barry, say something.
Roar. Was that good?
The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.